SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Peter Berkowitz, who gives me a picture on the world of education today that makes it sound very much like the classroom's out of order and is objecting to the idea that the disciplinarian of the school, often called the vice principal, would come in and lay down the law because you children do not deserve freedoms that you enjoyed before because you're insisting upon being, well, the word is irregular. All right, we'll leave it there. Peter, these universities that were sent this compact, did they have a cogent response or just fold their arms and turn away?
Fold your arms and turn away was the general response. As I said before, they did some raised freedom of speech, academic freedom issues. Many of them said, you know, it's hard to imagine how we could improve on the education that we're delivering. Leave us alone.
All right. What is to be done? This is a standoff between the government of the United States of America and some of these are land schools, right? Some of these are universities with attached to states. Some are private universities. So there's no putting them into different buckets. What is to be done to move them to come to understand that they've made mistakes and they can be corrected?
Well, my recommendation, as you know, is that the university should proceed by way of offering direct incentives. What I mean by this is that first, the compact that they proposed was deficient in one big respect. Even if the universities complied with all aspects of it, they would still be delivering a subpar education because while they might formally protect free speech consistent with the compact, students are arriving and professors are on campus who really don't understand the imperatives of free speech. Universities need to be actively engaged in teaching free speech. So I would like to see the Trump administration establish direct financial incentives to universities that, for example, incorporate a substantial unit on free speech into their orientations that offer a required class or a required online class on free speech, that establish an annual campus lecture on free speech accompanied by seminars, meetings with students and faculty by the guest lecturer. Direct incentives. If you don't want to do all this, you receive nothing from the administration. If you undertake some of these initiatives, the administration will reward you with taxpayer support. That seems to me a much less intrusive way to go about tilting universities in the direction of serving the public interest.
There's one word that comes back to me from that list, not great inflation, merit. Is merit no longer an acceptable conversation at universities? Have they gone that far from the center?
You know, they have not gone that far from the center, but it's awkward for them. They certainly believe that they certainly are happier speaking about social justice, diversity, equity, and inclusion, representation of historically discriminated against minorities. That's more in their comfort zone than merit. You won't find professors, or at least many professors or administrators, you know, emphatically denouncing merit. What you will find them doing is redefining merit as believing and advancing the imperatives of social justice, merit defined, redefined.
It occurs to me, Peter, that this is the world turned upside down. We know there are certain governments in the world where if you say the wrong thing, you will be punished for it. Yes. Universities have turned into something like a mini me punishing you for language they consider not acceptable. In other words, speech on universities, if I read this compact correctly, is not now free. Is that accurate?
Well, that's right. And we should remember an important observation offered by John Stuart Mill and on liberty, that government or officially enforced limitations on speech, those are one set of threats to free speech. But another source is social opprobrium, the weight of public opinion. And even when the university has rules about protecting free speech and gives lip service to it, the social pressure emanating from fellow students and, yes, from faculty and administration too, to conform to campus orthodoxy remains great on campus. We know about this from a 2024 study from FIRE, the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, which found that high numbers of students on campuses are reluctant to express their opinions in classroom, in cafeterias, because of the social pressure to which they know they will be subject.
Peter Berkowitz, writing his column for Real Clear Politics. Peter's at the Hoover Institution. To be continued. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient unlocked. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.